With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Dr. James Dobson, the influential evangelical Christian leader and child psychologist, has passed away at age 89.
During his broadcast career, Dr. Dobson's focus on the family radio program, which continues under the same name as the ministry, was heard on more than 4,000 radio stations across North America and thousands more worldwide, being translated into 27 languages in 160 countries. He would later found the James Dobson Family Institute and continue to broadcast under Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson. He was also a prolific author and presidential advisor advocating family values. George Williams reporting.
An appeals court has thrown out the massive civil fraud penalty against President Trump. A 5-judge panel ruled a New York State's lawsuit accusing the president of exaggerating his wealth. The decision in New York's mid-level appellate division altered a verdict that stood to cost Mr. Trump more than $515 million. Over UN objections, Israel's military has launched an assault on Gaza City and vicinity. The Israelis plan to take control of the area in order to wipe out the Hamas terrorist group. BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell has the report.
Israel wants to signal that it's pressing ahead with its plan to capture all of Gaza City, despite the international criticism. The military announced that it had begun the first stage of the attack. The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, said he was shortening the timelines for seizing what he described as the last terror strongholds in Gaza. The UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has said it's vital to reach an immediate ceasefire and avoid the death and destruction that a new military operation in Gaza City would cause.
Looking at Wall Street, stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 69 points, the NASDAQ Composite 24 points in the red. This is SRN News. It's back to school time in the United States. SRN's Michael Harrington with a report.
And that means a lot of youngsters will be getting some extra exposure to the Scriptures through LifeWise Academy. The ministry tells the Christian Post that it has signed up nearly 100,000 kids in 34 states for Bible classes, which they will attend by taking time off from their regular public school classes. Many states allow students to obtain a religious education off campus for a few hours each week, and a growing number of families are taking advantage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Prime Minister of Israel taking his counterpart in Australia to task for vowing to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. Writing on social media, Benjamin Netanyahu said history will remember Anthony Albanese for what he is, a weak politician who betrayed Israel and abandoned Australia's Jews. The decision by Albanese to recognize a Palestinian state comes at a time when anti-Semitism is surging in Australia. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Walmart's reporting higher profits and sales as it draws shoppers seeking lower prices. The nation's largest retailer also increased its annual profit and sales outlook. Quarterly results from Walmart and other major U.S. retailers this week offer clues on how consumers are reacting to the possibility of tariff-related price hikes. Bed Bath & Beyond says California will not be a part of its big expansion plans, the retailer CEO citing an anti-business environment. Target has named an insider as its next chief executive officer. The change comes as the discount retailer tries to reverse a persistent sales malaise. CEO Brian Cornell, who has led the company for 11 years, will step down February 1st to be succeeded by Target's chief operating officer, Michael Fidelke. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.